Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I have him back on, Dave Bartley. Dave is a baseball aficionado appearing on the program to recap the 2022 Major League Baseball All-Star Home Run Derby, All-Star Game, and also this year's All-Star Game venue, Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Dave is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
At the World of Weights, getting the heavy stuff to gym owners across the world is an easy lift because they've got Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM. It unites their teams around all their customers, so marketing can predict what each gym needs.
Ooh, the deluxe dumbbells.
Sales can get the orders out.
And overnight? Wow!
And every employee can smash their numbers this quarter. See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org. So, darling, you're not a millionaire. If you want to retire at St. James Place in Baton Rouge, well, you don't have to be to live the active, enriching, and fun retirement you've planned and saved for. So forget what you've heard and take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a visit at stjamesplaceinfo.org. That's stjamesplaceinfo.org. Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
He's got 11 now as the ball hits the right field seats, and that's a fly to center and deep. He's got 12. Ooh, that's the pitch he needs right there. Way gone to right field.
Now he is starting to come in a lot more. The catcher with his mitt, the setup on the inside corner, and it's worked beautifully.
He's all of a sudden now within one. That's another one that's going to leave, and Juan Soto.
He's got it.
Puts one up into the air. He's waiting for another. Nope. Tied at 18. And another one to center.
I think he did it. I think he went to 19. I really believe. If not, this is 20, as a matter of fact.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it. Bat is flipped sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 Home Run Derby champion.
That ball is crushed to left center field. Paul Goldschmidt hits it out. 2-0 National League. That ball is hammered to left center field. Goodbye. Two-run shot. Tie game.
Giancarlo Stanton.
He turns on a ball and hits it a mile. Byron Buxton puts the AL in front. Two mammoth home runs. Stanton and now Buxton.
The Ted Williams MVP award winner, Giancarlo Stanton.
It hasn't fully sank in. It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio is courtesy of Major League Baseball, ESPN, and Fox Sports. You heard Washington Nationals player Juan Soto winning the 2022 Home Run Derby, and then that was highlights from the 2022 All-Star Game with Giancarlo Stanton, Byron Buxton hitting home runs for the American League, and Paul Goldschmidt hitting a home run for the National League in the 2022 All-Star Game, with the American League winning 3-2 over the National League, and Giancarlo Stanton from the New York Yankees winning the All-Star Game MVP. To talk more about the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game and other things that caught his attention, let's welcome him back to the program. The man knows his stuff when it comes to the sport of baseball and doing some fantastic stuff, Mr. Dave Bartley. Dave, welcome back, my man.
Ed, how you doing, man?
All is well, sir, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. Home Run Derby, Pete Alonso. It would be no three-peat for him this year, but Juan Soto from the Washington Nationals wins this year's Home Run Derby. Give me your thoughts on Juan becoming the champion.
Juan Soto was impressive, but I kind of don't think he was the headline of the Home Run Derby. It was the young kid from Seattle, you know, nobody knew about. His name is Julio Rodriguez, and he, in the first two rounds, was just crushing baseballs. I mean, he had 32 home runs in his first round, 31 home runs in his second round, and, you know, I think Soto had a kind of an easy road to the finals and you know, got to go second in both of his matchups, so he was able to see what number he had to beat, and he did it, so let's give him credit where credit's due. But Julio Rodriguez in those first two rounds put on a show, and unfortunately, he was so tired at the end of it that he just couldn't put up the number in the finals like he did in the first two rounds, and Juan Soto was able to come up and catch him and beat him in the finals. But it was a great Home Run Derby. I loved every minute of it, and it's always a bummer when that thing ends because you just want more. You just want more and more and more.
Absolutely, you're right about that, and especially with baseball being in the home run era really since the mid-90s with Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire kicking it off, the Home Run Derby has really been the show stealer for much of the Major League Baseball All-Star festivities. I want to stay with Julio Rodriguez for a moment. You mentioned Julio was the show stealer at this year's Home Run Derby. I mean, what a bright future that he has in Seattle. Are there any more comments that you may want to have about Julio, and do you see him entering future Home Run Derbies?
I think he will. I think he enjoyed his experience so much that he'll probably enter. I mean, if you think about it, Ed, where's the Home Run Derby going to be at next year? It's going to be in Seattle. So I would put money on it that Julio Rodriguez is going to represent the Mariners at home in his own ballpark for the Home Run Derby next year. So I think, yeah, he's going to be back in it. But I think this was his introduction to casual baseball fans. You know, a lot of people follow the minor league systems, don't follow the prospects, and never heard of Julio Rodriguez up until the All-Star game. And this was his coming out party. You know, he played, he put on a show in the Home Run Derby and played well in the game. And, yeah, this kid's a superstar. He's a 5-tool player. He hits for average power. He can run. He can throw. And he can field. Like, he's everything you want in a superstar. And this was his coming out party, like I said. And I think he's on his track. He's on the way to be with the likes of Juan Soto and be with the likes of Ronald Acuna Jr. and Fernando Tatis Jr., those young, you know, this young new batch of superstars that we see coming through.
Absolutely. The future is definitely bright for Julio. And like you said, next year's All-Star game will be in Seattle, so that should definitely be a treat if Julio decides to enter the Home Run Derby next year. I want to stay with the Home Run Derby. Man, Pete Alonso, I was expecting a lot more out of him. He's a two-time champion. He didn't have the opportunity to do a three-peat. Give me your thoughts on Pete and his performance in this year's Home Run Derby.
You know, I didn't think Pete Alonso's performance was that bad. You know, he got past Acuna in round one because, you know, he got to see what number he had to beat, and he went out there and beat it. And then his round two wasn't bad. He just ran up against the buzzsaw that was this young rookie in Julio Rodriguez. Julio Rodriguez put up 31 home runs in that second round. That would be tough to beat for anybody, let alone a guy who, you know, has been doing this a long time and is a two-time champ. I'm not sure anybody would have beat Julio Rodriguez in that second round. So it's not so much that Pete didn't perform. It's that, wow, Julio Rodriguez put up 31 home runs. I don't think anybody was going to beat that. So had he faced Soto in the second round, he would have beat Soto in the second round too. I mean, he was just unbelievable those first two rounds. It's nothing to take away from Pete because Pete put on a show as well. But it was all about Julio Rodriguez. This night belonged to Julio Rodriguez up until the finals.
Yeah, definitely, indeed, and hopefully we'll see Pete continue entering the Home Run Derby. Hopefully he'll be in it next year when the All-Star Game is in Seattle. And lastly, before we move on to the All-Star Game, it was the swan song for Albert Pujols. This was his final All-Star Game and his last time being in a Home Run Derby. Your thoughts on Albert and his final All-Star Game, or should I say his last Home Run Derby?
Albert did a lot better than I ever anticipated that he would. I was a little disappointed in his opponent in the first round, and Kyle Schwarber didn't really live up to the hype that he had, and he really struggled in that first round. And they went into a tiebreaker, a one-minute tiebreaker, where Pujols pulled it out. So I was not impressed with Schwarber, but, you know, credit to Pujols for sticking in there and doing it. And after his first batch of swings, everybody, you know, came up to him and kind of gave him like a farewell tribute type thing. And then next thing you know, he advances to the next round and everybody's, you know, having a smile and a laugh and enjoying themselves even more. I mean, it was a good show for Albert. And, you know, it's great to see one of the best to ever do it get sent off in that way. And then, whoops, all of a sudden they have a second round and he's got to go back out to it. So he put up a good show. He put up a good fight. But at that age, I didn't expect him to beat Juan Soto, so that I kind of saw that one coming.
All right, so that's the end of an era for Albert Pujols in his final All-Star weekend and participating in his last Home Run Derby. All right, let's move along now to the 92nd annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And before we get into some of the players and what you thought of the game, this year was very monumental because we know that this is the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in Major League Baseball. And one of the great thespians of all time, Denzel Washington, gave a fantastic and a great introduction and just talking about Jackie Robinson. What did you think of Denzel and the tribute to Jackie that Major League Baseball did?
I thought it was beautiful. I thought the whole tribute, you know, also to Rachel Robinson and her 100th birthday, I thought the whole thing was beautifully done. It was exactly what was called for in the moment. It wasn't over the top, but it wasn't, you know, so poorly done that, you know, you noticed that it was poorly done. It was actually tremendously done. The monologue from Denzel was perfect. I thought it was a sparkling tribute to a legend. I mean, there will never be another Jackie Robinson. And he, you know, he paved the way for a lot of the players that we see now in the All-Star game to break through it and, you know, and play Major League Baseball, but, you know, make good money while doing it and be able to support their families. A lot of guys, you know, weren't able to do that back then. So hats off to Jaggy, hats off to the Dodgers, and hats off to Major League Baseball for that stunning tribute.
Absolutely. That was a fitting tribute, as you put it so well, Dave. And, of course, it was very reminiscent of last year's All-Star game when they did the tribute to Hank Aaron, and Hank Aaron's wife, Billy, happened to be at Coors Field in Denver. So it was very reminiscent of the tribute they did with Hank Aaron at the All-Star game last year. And this year, of course, honoring Jackie Robinson for what he did for breaking the color barrier. So the stage is set for the 92nd annual Major League Baseball All-Star game. The American League beat the National League 3-2. This continues the dominance that the American League has had in this All-Star game. The last 9 years that the American League has dominated in this All-Star game, what were your takeaways from the American League winning this game?
I was actually shocked it was so low scoring. I was expecting a little more fireworks from both sides, and you know, the National League came out on top, you know, kind of jumped on the American League early, but then, you know, those two home runs that the American League got in the fourth inning was all they needed to secure the win. So I was shocked there wasn't more runs. I was shocked there wasn't more home runs. I was shocked that there wasn't more hits and more action on the base paths. But you got to give props where props are due. And, you know, after the first inning, the American League didn't give up another run. So you got to give props, you know, to those pitchers that came out there. I mean, guys like Alex Manoah came out and struck out three batters that he faced. And then, you know, Nestor Cortez was good in his outing, striking out two guys. And then the guy who finished it off, Class A from Cleveland, came in and absolutely dominated the ninth inning with three strikeouts and only 10 pitches to get there. So the pitching was phenomenal past the first inning. And, you know, for Shane McClanahan in that first inning, I felt like he was just trying too hard and it kind of bit him. But Shane McClanahan is a much better pitcher than he showed in the All-Star game. But the guys behind him came in and just slammed the door shut. There was a long period of time where the National League didn't have a hit on the board since that first inning. So hats off to the American League pitchers, and that's why they won this game.
Definitely. It was all about the pitching in this year's All-Star game, Dave. And I'm like you. I thought it was going to be an offensive showcase when you talk about names like Otani and Judge and Devers and Guerrero Jr. And, of course, with Giancarlo Stanton. And then you've got Mookie Betts, of course, playing for the hometown Dodger team, and then Ronald Acuna Jr. But it was a pitcher's duel, and the American League would go on to win 3-2. Giancarlo Stanton would be named the All-Star Game MVP. I don't know. I think Giancarlo had a decent game. I actually thought that Byron Buxton was going to win the All-Star Game MVP just because he hit a home run to give the American League the lead, and of course they would go on to win the game. Your thoughts on Giancarlo winning the All-Star Game MVP?
I understand why he won the MVP, but he didn't have my MVP vote because the guy who came in and closed the game out, Class A, had my MVP vote. He came in. He was the only one out of all the pitchers that came in and just was dominant, like asserted his dominance as soon as he came in. No other player on either side came in and dominated like Class A did. Manoah had a strikeout the side inning as well, but he hit a batter during that inning. So he wasn't as dominant as Class A was. Like I said, Class A came in, threw 10 pitches. Like, there was two at-bats where it was 1-2-3, go sit down. 1-2-3, go sit down. And, you know, the last batter, I think, fouled off a pitch or something, and that's the only reason he didn't have an immaculate inning in the All-Star game. I thought Class A deserved to be the MVP, but I understand that, you know, Stanton is the home run hitter, and Stanton is the one that tied the game and had two RBIs in the game. So I understand why, you know, they gave it to an offensive player, but deserved the All-Star Game MVP the way he dominated.
Yeah, Emmanuel is very dominant. He's been dominant during the first half of the year for the Cleveland Guardians. And, yeah, I also think Giancarlo got a little home cooking to him being from Los Angeles, and they also mentioned about him coming back to Dodger Stadium. Him and his family would attend a lot of Dodger games, but New York Yankees player Giancarlo Stanton would win the All-Star Game MVP. So, again, you mentioned about Emmanuel Clase. He got the save in the game. The winning pitcher was Framber Valdez from the Houston Astros, and the losing pitcher was Tony Gonsolin from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And were there any other things, Dave, that caught your eye in this year's All-Star game?
I want to give some love to probably a guy who doesn't get much love because of where he plays, and he is the only player from his team to make it to the All-Star game, and that's Joe Mantiply from the Arizona Diamondbacks. I thought his outing was superb. He came in, pitched an inning, only threw 9 pitches and was back in the dugout. I mean, that guy was unbelievable how good he was. He kind of comes from like a low three-quarter delivery from the left-hand side, so he's really tough to pick up, and he looked really strong in his outing in the All-Star game. And then let's see who else. Sandy Alcantara. Let's talk about Sandy Alcantara. I mean, he came in right after Kershaw, and Kershaw had a great first inning as well. Picking off Ohtani to kind of start the game. But Alcantara came in and dominated as well, and had 2 strikeouts in a clean inning. So those were my standouts from the pitching side. And really, there wasn't a whole lot of hitting going on from either team. So, you know, Goldschmidt had that huge home run for the National League in the first inning. And then you got, we already talked about Stanton and Buxton having big home runs as well. So those were my big standouts from this game.
You know, Dave, the last time I had you on the program, I wanted to ask you this, and I'm glad I have you back on again. All-Star snubs. Why in the world was Francisco Lindor not on this team for the National League?
Every year there's always somebody who gets snubbed. There's always somebody who's really well deserving that gets snubbed that, you know, should have made it. I thought Francisco Lindor should have been there. There's a couple of names that I can't think of off the top of my head, but there are guys that definitely should be in this game that weren't. Maybe it was because they had too much depth at that one position, or maybe, you know, they maybe had too many players from that one team. But yeah, Francisco Lindor deserved to be there, no doubt. I mean, but like I said, every year there's somebody who gets snubbed. Unfortunately, we can't have 100 All-Stars. Otherwise, everybody who would be deserving would get in, and there would be no crying about it. But unfortunately, you know, there's only a certain amount of guys that can get into this game, and there's going to be snubbed. And unfortunately, this time around, it is Francisco Lindor.
Yeah, that was very tough when I saw the official roster for the National League, and even when they had the replacement players, I was like, okay, where's Lindor? And he didn't make the team. Well, maybe he'll have an opportunity to make the All-Star team next year. All right, I want to talk about the venue now, Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. This was the first time since 1980 that Dodger Stadium had hosted a Major League Baseball All-Star game. Just give me your thoughts on L.A. and the job they did hosting this year's game.
I thought, you know, the L.A. fan base was real strong, and I thought the Dodgers as an organization did a very, very good job in putting on a show. They put Los Angeles on display. They put Dodger Stadium on display. Like I said last time I was on the program, you know, Dodger Stadium is the cathedral of baseball, especially on the West Coast. You know, it's the third oldest ballpark in the league. It's hosted so many different events. I mean, you know, Olympic games, you got, you know, baseball games there, you got, you know, entertainment, you know, with concerts and stuff like that. Even the Pope, John Paul, had come in and had a mass at Dodger Stadium. So you've seen so much history throughout Dodger Stadium, not to mention all the championships that have been won there. For Dodger Stadium to be on display and get the recognition that it should, it was great to see. And kudos again to the Dodgers organization for putting on such a show. And we'll see what Seattle can do next year, but this one's going to be hard to top.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, when you think about one of the premier venues, especially for baseball, not just baseball, but concerts and other events, Dodger Stadium is one of a kind. And as you mentioned, it's a cathedral, especially on the West Coast, for baseball. And speaking of the weekend and L.A. and Dodger Stadium, you have a great relationship with Dodgers DJ Sevier. What was the weekend like just being around him, and did you have an opportunity to be with him in terms of DJing big events or just being a part of that whole weekend at Dodger Stadium?
He was kind of so busy that I didn't get to really see him, but I saw him and I was like, so how was everything? He said, I'm tired. I've been so busy. I'm just you know, pooped. He said he was worn out and was, you know, looking forward to kind of to refocus and rest a little bit, because he was there for like all the, you know, all the side stuff, the Futures game and the celebrity softball game and then the home run derby and the All-Star game. It's a lot for you know, for the Dodgers as a whole organization. All those employees that work at Dodger Stadium were there for all those events. So I'd imagine that he's not the only one in that group that was tired from a long, you know, stretched out weekend, but they put on a show and like I said, hats off to the Dodgers organization, hats off to DJ Sevier, because I was listening, you know, to him and the tracks he was playing, and also hats off to Dieter Ruhle, who is the organist at Dodger Stadium. Heard some of the things that he was doing on the organ that was really special too. So, like I said, they did a tremendous job putting that cathedral on display and really shining bright for the Dodgers organization.
Awesome. And, of course, again, Dodger Stadium being one of a kind, not just for the West Coast, but for all of professional sports, and great for special events. So now let's look ahead a little bit to next year's All-Star Game. We talked about it briefly. We'll be in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest at T-Mobile Park. This will be the first time Seattle has hosted the Major League Baseball All-Star Game since 2001. And the American League beat the National League 4-1. Cal Ripken Jr. was the game's MVP, where he played for the Baltimore Orioles, and it was his final All-Star game, and he wound up hitting a home run. Anything that you expect Seattle to do in terms of next year's All-Star game, maybe honoring Ken Griffey Jr. or maybe having Randy Johnson and other Mariners greats for next year's game?
I mean, I'm sure, you know, Seattle will pull out all the stops, you know, because it's not very often you get the All-Star game and the home run derby and all the festivities, you know, in your ballpark. So I'm sure Seattle will put on a great show, and I'm sure we will see tons of Mariners legends, you know, participate in some way, shape, or form. And I fully expect, you know, those great Hall of Fame players like Randy Johnson and Ken Griffey Jr. to be spotlighted during the week, and other great names like Edgar Martinez, and maybe we might see like a Jay Buhner sighting or something like that. But we'll definitely see Seattle put their best foot forward next season.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He is Dave Bartley. He's definitely someone that knows his stuff when it comes to the sport of baseball. Dave, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just kind of tell everybody what's been going on with you, what you've been doing with Rose City Sound, also doing production work on the podcast.
So we at Rose City Sound just got done having multiple DJs at the All-Star Game festivities, and also had a group out at Santa Monica Pier for Justin Turner's Celebrity Bingo charity event. So that was cool to see. But yeah, we've been busy, you know, with all the Dodger Stadium stuff this year, and you know, at Rose City Sound we do all sorts of, you know, live streams with DJs and also some podcasts here and there. So it's keeping my plate full and keeping me busy, but it was a fun weekend.
Awesome. It sounds like it was a fantastic weekend. So, Dave, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Rose City Sound, also the work that you do with the podcast and any websites. Let the listeners know that as well.
So you can find me on Instagram at JuiceBoxBartley. You can find Rose City Sound on Instagram at RoseCitySound_. You can find my guy DJ Sevier on Instagram at TheRealDJSevier. One of the podcasts I produce, you can find them on Instagram at OnThisFrequency. And I think that's about it. But shout out to the Rose City Sound team. Did a great job this weekend at Dodger Stadium.
Awesome. And you heard it from him again. He's baseball aficionado Dave Bartley. Dave, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
You know, you could always call me, man. I'm ready. Let's do it.
We'll be back with more right after this.
He's got 11 now as the ball hits the right field seats, and that's a fly to center and deep. He's got 12. Ooh, that's the pitch he needs right there. Way gone to right field.
And he is starting to come in a lot more. The catcher with his mitt, the setup on the inside corner, and it's worked beautifully.
He's all of a sudden now within one. That's another one that's going to leave, and Juan Soto,
he's got it,
puts one up into the air. He's waiting for another. Nope. Tied at 18, and another one to center.
I think he did it. I think he went to 19. I really believe. If not, this is 20, as a matter of fact.
He keeps going. He's down on a knee. He's got it. Bat is flipped sky high. And Juan Soto is your 2022 Home Run Derby champion.
That ball is crushed to left center field. Paul Goldschmidt hits it out. 2-0 National League. That ball is hammered to left center field. Goodbye. Two-run shot. Tie game.
Giancarlo Stanton.
He turns on a ball and hits it a mile. Byron Buxton puts the AL in front. Two mammoth home runs. Stanton and now Buxton.
The Ted Williams MVP award winner, Giancarlo Stanton.
It hasn't fully sank in. It's going to be an amazing memory for all my life, and I'm just happy. This is incredible.
At Omni Hotels and Resorts, discover endless ways to enjoy your summer. Hike, bike, dine, zip line, and more at over 50 city and resort destinations coast to coast. Explore all we have to offer and book now at omnihotels.com/summer.
The dark web can be like a restaurant for identity thieves.
Hi, ready to order?
I'll have the driver's license number.
Great, that comes with a home address or a birthday.
Ooh, both, please.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year at LifeLock.com/aware. Identity theft protection starts here.
You walk around all day wondering important things, like what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders? Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. That's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Sarah just added kettlebell classes to her 300 gym. The thing is, those gyms don't have kettlebells just yet, but Sarah isn't sweating it. Her equipment supplier has Salesforce Customer 360, the number one CRM, so they can unite around customers like her. Marketing already knows the model she wants, so commerce and IT serve it right to her in a mobile app.
Wow, one click checkout.
See how uniting your teams can help you wow customers at salesforce.com/customer360.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Summer. There's no better time to be in a Cadillac. Because in one of our dynamic sedans or SUVs, you can be just about anything. So this summer, be playful, be spontaneous, be curious, but most of all, be iconic. Visit your Cadillac showroom today.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, an employee emergency relief fund, and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text APPLY to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurant.
Not running your business on NetSuite is like trying to sink a putt with a cap pulled over your eyes. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one cloud financial system, giving you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, budgeting, and more all in one place. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 31,000 businesses already use NetSuite. This summer, NetSuite has a special financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/go. netsuite.com/go.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
You walk around all day wondering important things, like what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders? Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. That's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, an employee emergency relief fund, and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text APPLY to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurant. You walk around all day wondering important things, like what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders? Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. That's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, an employee emergency relief fund, and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text APPLY to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurant.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Dave Bartley, baseball aficionado, coming on the program to recap the 2022 Major League Baseball All-Star Home Run Derby, the All-Star Game, and also this year's All-Star Game venue, Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. Until next time, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
You walk around all day wondering important things, like what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders? Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. That's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, an employee emergency relief fund, and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text APPLY to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurant. You walk around all day wondering important things like, what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders. Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. It's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required. You walk around all day wondering important things like, what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders. Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. It's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, an employee emergency relief fund, and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text APPLY to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurant. You walk around all day wondering important things like, what could possibly be better than 20 chicken McNuggets from McDonald's? 20 of those made with all-white meat chicken wonders. Then, when you go to order them on the McDonald's app, you discover a 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5. It's so amazing, you have to read it again. Really? A 20-piece chicken McNuggets is just $5 on the app? You realize, now that is better. Offer good through December 31st, 2022 at participating McDonald's. Valid one time per day. App download and registration required.
Getting a job at McDonald's means getting a job combo that fits you, like flexible scheduling with a side of working close to home, or feeling appreciated with a side of hours that work for you. So what's your job combo? Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com.
Get benefits like bonus pay, flexible scheduling, an employee emergency relief fund, and more. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com or text APPLY to 38000. Jobs you apply for may be in a restaurant owned by a franchisee, not McDonald's. Franchisees are responsible for all employment at their restaurant.